and you come across Olivia in a park, and she's walking in circles, and she's muttering to herself, and she's talking about states of consciousness. And you go up to your daughter, because this is not the Olivia you know, and you say what?
Tell me what you're thinking. We've heard you're not in class. You didn't answer our calls. What's going on? Why are you unhappy? Are you sad? Why are you in this park walking around in circles?
I throw my arms around her and I hug her. I pull her close. I tell her that I love her. I'm concerned. I'm fearful for her. She needs help and I want to help her get that help.
Okay, Olivia, we're in the car. We're on our way.
But you go
to an emergency room.
To the emergency room. And Olivia reluctantly goes in the emergency room with you. And Dr. Simpatico is there. What do you want him to do?
Doctor, our daughter is acting bizarrely. She is apparently manic. She wants to go to this spa. We literally have forced her to come in to see you. Help us.
Dr. Simpatico, you're a professor of psychiatry at the University of Vermont College of Medicine.
My first reaction is that I share their concern, and those concerns are supported by what Olivia appears to look like at first blush. So my reaction would be to tell them that I think they've made the right choice to bring her for an evaluation, and my next step would be to talk with Olivia and get a better sense of what's going on.
Okay, well, since Fred Fries, you've become Olivia here, it would appear, and we thank you for that. You've pulled yourself together. What do you say?
Doc, my folks are getting older here. I don't know why they brought me in here. They've had some trouble in the past, and we're on our way to Washington because they promised to take me to the spa, but they said I had to stop by here. Isn't that silly? I mean, there's no purpose in it.
And what do you hope to accomplish once you get to Washington?
At the spa? Well, I've been working on this project, and Washington is the center of a lot of activity. Very important people in Washington. I know if I can get in with those waters, it'll help me with this project I'm working on.
But Olivia has something else in her mind, too. She does not want to be here or treated. What can you do?
I would not feel comfortable having Olivia simply leave the emergency department. I'd want to get more information.
God bless you. That's not what happens.
Yes.
What happens is the doctor asks a series of quick questions. What does crying over spilt milk mean? Who's president? Do you know what day it is? And then comes to the parent and says, the law is very specific. Unless this person poses a danger to themselves or others, I may not require them to stay in this hospital. So, you know, good luck and goodbye.
Estelle Richmond, you're Pennsylvania's Secretary of Public Welfare. So what do you think?
One of the other factors, Olivia probably, if she gets agitated, is going to run out the door.
Yes.
Right.
And
yes.
No one's going to stop her.
And the emergency room doc is a point of reality. He's got patients stacked up. Is he going to go running after
her? He is not. Not only is he not going to go running after, every emergency room has police on duty. They aren't going to run after her either. And she's going to be lost in the streets before anyone realizes sometimes that she's even gone.